St. Joseph is known under many different titles. One of my favorite is St. Joseph, Terror of Demons. But the title that especially I feel called to focus on tonight, today, is the one of St. Joseph, Husband of Mary, because that is the title for this particular feast day that we celebrate today. That's why this particular gospel is set up for this particular day. And where this gospel is important, some backstory to help us to remember, is that the reason why the angel appeared to St. Joseph in a dream is because St. Joseph had not yet had a revelation up until this moment of God's plan. The Archangel Gabriel had visited Mary and had let her know what God's plan, how she would be conceiving by the Holy Spirit. But St. Joseph was not yet aware. And sometimes it's very powerful for us to kind of meditate what St. Joseph must have gone through when he loved Mary, and yet when the news came of Mary being pregnant with a child that he knew was not his own, how that would have produced a lot of anguish within him. But because he was a righteous man, and sometimes, again, part of the backstory of Jewish law we're not aware of, is the penalty for infidelity in the days of St. Joseph was death. He could have had Mary stoned to death of saying that she was pregnant with a child other than his own. But his love was such that he did not want her to die. But he was in that place of conflict. So part of the title of St. Joseph, Husband of Mary, is that St. Joseph is a guide for us that when things happen in relationships, in particular in marriage, that we don't always understand, we can go to St. Joseph and ask for his intercession. He understands what it's like to face those kinds of moments. And there are moments in marriage where, or any kind of relationship, where sometimes there can be that way of feeling that one's spouse doesn't quite understand, or that you don't understand what your spouse is going through. St. Joseph had that moment, but the angel blessed the love that he had for Mary and helped him to realize that special mission that he had to be the husband of Mary and to be the foster father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as well. So we have those moments we don't always understand at first what God's plan is. But if, like St. Joseph, we continue to wrestle with those things, we continue to say, God, help me to understand and send me that messenger. Help me to be able to know what your will is. God will help us to gain the clarity that we need in those moments and to help us to enter into that place of peace that God desires us to through, again, that title of Joseph, Husband of Mary.